family was all about, interested in how your job was going, and always had that pleasant smile on his face. And every time we talk about Cliff Mitchell since he retired in NAFB, and Joe, I know you know it because you've been around and heard many of these stories, it's always with a smile and always in great spirits. Nobody ever had a bad word for Cliff Mitchell, because Cliff Mitchell never had a bad word for anybody that I ever heard, be it his family, his listeners, his fellow farm broadcasters. Cliff was what they really call and really deserves the title, a prince of a man. There's no question about it. And yeah, I could go on for a long time telling stories about Cliff Mitchell, Joe.
And Bob has shared many of those stories with me over the recent years as well. And I always am amazed by where I go or who I meet, the reach Cliff had to his listeners and beyond.
His reach was amazing because he cared. He cared about his audience. He cared about everybody that touched his life, and that included his sponsors. One of the fun things we used to do at Kansas City, because Cliff was the last one really and truly that did it, was did his broadcast from Kansas City the way he did it, and it was always fun because we'd always be out at banquets in the evening before we'd turn in. Sometimes we didn't even turn in because we had to be to Cliff's room so early. But he always walked around, and if you saw Cliff coming with a business card in his hand, you knew what it was all about. 3:30, room 1706, be on time. And he'd hand his business card because he wanted to talk to you about some of the things you were doing in agriculture, maybe some of the trips you took, or what's just happening in your area. And it always got to be, is Cliff coming? Is Cliff coming? Everybody's looking over their shoulders. And everybody wanted to do that program. I think he called it Aunt Sarah's Cupboard. And he'd have farm broadcasters from all over the country. We'd be all joking about it in the evening when we're at the hospitality suites or whatever. Is Cliff around? Is Cliff around? And everybody's worried about having to get up to be in his room at 4 o'clock in the morning sharp to start recording that program. But yet every one of us always looked forward to having a chance to visit with Cliff to do that program. And, of course, he always had live commercials. He must have had 15, 20, 30 live commercials, from the bakery to the bank to the tire shop to knick-knack stores around the area, and he read all those things live. And, of course, farm broadcasters, being what they are, always tried to mess with Cliff and his stack of commercials. Cliff was unflappable, and he knew that was going to happen, so he'd just reach under the desk. If somebody had taken his commercial, he had another one right there that he could go to, and he never missed a beat. So Aunt Sarah's Cupboard, a lot of stories behind that show when it was done from Kansas City. And another great story, and I'm sure as you talk about Cliff through the years at Kansas City and the NAFB convention, other broadcasters will bring this up too. It got to be, as broadcasters became more involved in Kansas City and got to the banquets in the evening, Cliff's table would always be one of the first to be filled. They're always 10 table or 10 seat round tables, and took the young people a longer time to figure it out, and us that had been there a while would never tell them, because the salad dressing, Joe, as you know, the salad dressing, the house salad dressing they served down there in Kansas City at that convention is horrible stuff. And everybody for a while always wondered why Cliff always brought his briefcase to the banquets. Nobody else had a briefcase at the banquets except Cliff. And once they put the salad down, Cliff would open it up, and he had envelopes of Thousand Island, of French, of ranch, of Italian, of Roquefort, of blue cheese, all kinds of different salad dressings. So everybody that got to Cliff's table always got a good salad dressing rather than the house dressing. And the stories about Cliff and with Cliff could go on and on, but a sad day when we lost a real gentleman and just as fine a man as I've ever met in Cliff Mitchell.
Farm Director Bob Bosol from Wax Radio in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, joining us, who also entered the Hall of Fame last year, as Cliff was inducted back in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. And really, as I have come to know NAFB, it really truly is just an extension of your family, and Bob also comments on that.
It really is, and Cliff was that. He always had Miss Ellie at the convention with him, and, you know, they were always just such beautiful people, so to speak, so friendly, always had a good word, always had a smile for everyone. They didn't try and dominate the convention. They were there to do the job that they had to do and renew acquaintances with farm broadcasters from all over the country who just dearly loved not only Cliff, but Miss Ellie, too, his wife. She was just a fantastic person. And, you know, to go to that room at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you know what most hotel rooms can look like at 4 o'clock in the morning? Well, not that room. Miss Ellie, I don't know what time she got up, but she was well-dressed. She had her makeup on. Her hair was done. The beds were made. The bathroom was clean. She had coffee and donuts in the room for us. It was amazing, and those two got along so well together. They were one of the happiest couples I ever knew, and they both had such great attitudes, and I'm sure Cliff would say that a lot of success in his life, be it family, broadcasting, whatever it would, but because of Miss Ellie. But Cliff added a lot to my life. I know that both professionally, socially, personally. I'm one that's going to miss Cliff Mitchell a lot, and I know I'm not alone.
And Bob also concluded by talking about his legacy, which he feels, and we all feel, is going to live on for many, many years.
It will certainly always live on in my life. I will never forget Cliff Mitchell, and God rest in peace. God let him rest in peace, and Cliff, we'll see you down the road.
Bob Osol, Farm Director, and also NAFB member, National Association of Farm Broadcasting from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and we'll continue, and I just kind of felt it would be a good way to tribute Mr. Mitchell as well by sharing these stories and highlights from other farm broadcasters through their eyes and their stories, and we'll do so. We'll continue next week as well. Noontime News here on Chasm Radio.